State health officials are on alert for potential measles cases. New State Board of Education members want to revisit an immigration policy. And no immediate change coming for the state's broadband grant program. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, February 27th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A measles outbreak in Texas has infected at least 124 people since late January. One death was confirmed on Wednesday. The Oklahoma Department of Health says it's closely monitoring the situation. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has details.
OSDH released a health alert last week advising clinicians to look for measles symptoms like high fevers, red watery eyes, a cough, and rash. Dr. Garish Murthy is an infectious disease specialist at a Mercy Clinic in Ardmore. He says the MMR vaccine is the best protection against measles, and lower vaccination rates make it easier for diseases like it to spread. He says the outbreak in Texas is concerning.
We're so close to Texas, so typically if something's going to affect in Texas, we're high risk of getting that here as well.
Murthy says to call your physician if you're concerned about exposure or might be infected. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
State School Superintendent Ryan Walters got pushback today from State Board of Education members for the first time. Sam Moore at The Freelancer reports.
The three new board members appointed by Governor Stitt attended their first meeting, and immediately things were different. In the 2 years Walters has been superintendent, his often controversial policies have never been challenged by the board. New member Chris Vandenhend asked to revisit the policy approved at the last board meeting by former board members to require students and parents disclose their citizenship.
I'm concerned about the immigration status issue. Because we've had a lot of pushback in my area.
The new board members were told they could not act on the immigration record policy at this meeting because it was not on the agenda. The new members asked for it to be part of the next meeting or to have an emergency meeting to reconsider it. I'm Sam Moore at The Freelancer for KGOU.
State Auditor Cindy Byrd released a report Wednesday detailing a lack of oversight on Tulsa Public Schools' finances. But as State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, the district disputed several of the audit's claims, and its board points to political motivation.
Tulsa Public Schools Superintendent Ebony Johnson says many of the financial oversight issues in the audit have been remedied over the last several years. TPS Board President Stacy Woolley said in a Wednesday press conference that Byrd's findings were for political gain, as the state auditor is currently making a bid to become lieutenant governor in 2026.
The auditor is not interested in our improvement, but solely on elevating her status.
The audit found potential violations of House Bill 1775, which bans certain race or gender conversations in classrooms. Woolley says the auditor's office was not able to point to any material evidence of this violation. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Recent federal funding changes have paused some programs or grants. But as Anna Pope reports, the Oklahoma Broadband Office appears to be in good shape with its more than billion-dollar projects.
Last year, the office awarded over $500 million in grants for broadband infrastructure projects across the state. Mike Sanders, executive director of the Oklahoma Broadband Office, says much of that money is already in Oklahoma and isn't impacted by recent shifts by the Trump administration. He says another expected $750 million pot of money through what's known as the BEAD program is also expected to come through still.
I'm looking forward to getting our BEAD program, which we are still ongoing as we speak. We're still going through that process as if nothing has changed, and we're going to keep our head down, continue to block and tackle, and to make sure we deliver for Oklahoma.
Sanders says there could be tweaks, such as the type of technology used. Although things could change, he says conversations with federal partners have been about efficiency, not cutting funding. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, It's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.